Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, we'll learn about dog sleeping habits, dog autism, and whether mutts or purebreds are healthier. First, Should You Wake a Sleeping Dog? By Laura Scott on Rover.com. Should you wake a sleeping dog? We've all heard the phrase, let sleeping dogs lie. But how true is that statement? The answer is a little more complicated than it might seem. Let's dig into how dogs sleep, how much they sleep, their dreams, and their sleep rhythms to find out. What are your dog's sleep cycles? Dogs need much more sleep than humans, at 14 to 16 hours per day. Despite the need for more sleep, your dog has the same sleep cycle as you. REM, or rapid eye movement, and SWS, or short wave sleep. It takes about 20 minutes for an average-sized dog to reach REM cycle, and it's during REM sleep that your dog dreams most heavily. Twitching paws, running, yipping, even barking. The secrets in dogs' sleep? There's little question that dogs dream. An often cited experiment from 2001 proved that rats are dreamers. And the logic goes that dogs, which have much higher brain capabilities, must also dream. Most dog owners will tell you not only that their dogs dream, but owners always have theories about the content of their dogs' dreams, usually based on what their dogs love to do most. Like humans, dogs seem to dream more in youth and old age. There's even evidence that dogs dream about common dog activities. No surprise to dog owners who recognize the same growls and yips observed at the dog park during squirrel stalking and other fun activities such as tug of war. Is there any truth to the old saying, let sleeping dogs lie? Chaucer first wrote a version of the phrase in the 1300s, and it soon became a common saying, suggesting one should ignore a problem in order to avoid even more trouble. But taken literally, it's best to ask yourself if it's necessary to wake your sleeping dog before proceeding. Those adorable growls and yips may seem mournful, but ask yourself if you'd like to be woken up from a deep sleep, even if the dream might be a little scary. We all need our rest. What are the risks of waking a sleeping dog? Dogs deep in sleep, particularly older dogs, may be startled if suddenly awakened, leading to nipping the hand that shook them awake. Even if they'd never do harm in normal situations, a startled sleeping dog can be accidentally vengeful. To avoid a reactive response, it's best to use a gentle voice to wake your dog. However, waking up your dog probably isn't necessary. Remember that 14 to 16 hours of sleep your dog requires every day? It takes some serious commitment to get that much rest. Bad dog dreams are normal. Though it can be hard to watch when your dog is clearly having a bad dream, most veterinarians believe that, like people, dreams help your dog to work through thoughts and feelings. Like people, letting a bad dream progress and come to a conclusion can allow your dog's subconscious to sort through recent experiences. Waking your dog during a bad dream may not allow for that resolution or for as much sleep as your dog needs. A bad dream now and then is normal. Night terrors. My family's last dog, Ace, came from a bit of a rough start in life. We adopted him at age 4. Within the first couple of nights with us, we woke to a siren-like howl coming from the living room and raced to find Ace sitting up, muzzle raised, in a full bay that sounded as if he were in terrible pain. Incredibly, he was still asleep. We woke him up, and he whimpered. For the next 8 years of his life, Ace had many more bad dreams or night terrors like that first one, each sounding as dire as the last. Even though we knew you should not wake a sleeping dog, we never could just let the sleeping dog lie or sit in this case. We would wake him gently and gave him lots of hugs. If your dog has such recurring nightmares, consider a visit to a behaviorist to work out any latent trauma that may be causing the nightmares. Just in case, what does a dog seizure look like versus normal sleep? If your dog's sleep movements seem out of the ordinary, you may want to check for signs of a seizure. While seizures are more likely to occur when a dog is awake, some dogs do occasionally have seizures while asleep. Twitching is normal for a dreaming dog or may indicate that your dog is cold. Stiffness or rigidness, along with twitching, could suggest a seizure. The key indicator of a dog having a seizure while sleeping is an unusual breathing pattern. A dreaming dog will breathe deeply, while a dog having a seizure will have labored breathing or difficulty drawing breath. If you think your dog is having a seizure, do not intervene and contact your vet. Letting your sleeping dog lie. So, should you wake a sleeping dog? The old saying about letting sleeping dogs lie when taken literally has merit. Even if your dog seems to be having a bad dream, it's best to let them sleep it off. If you must wake your dog, say to get them into the car for a trip, use a low, cheerful tone to avoid startling them and allow for a smooth, non-reactive transition. Happy napping! Next from PetMD, do mixed breed dogs have an advantage over purebred dogs? This is written by Dr. Sarah Wooten, DVM. Have you ever heard the claim that purebred dogs have more health problems than mixed breed dogs? Is it true or is it just a myth? What qualifies a dog as a purebred dog? A dog is defined as purebred if he or she has been registered with the American Kennel Club and has papers to prove that the mother and father are both of the same breed. If the papers show that a dog's ancestors all come from the same breed, then that dog is considered to be pedigreed, purebred dog. Purebred dogs are a product of selective breeding by humans. Dogs from the same breed are chosen for their genetic traits such as size, temperament, coat type, and color, and then bred together. Mixed breed dogs and hybrid dog breeds. In contrast, mixed breed dogs, like mutts, are defined as the offspring of dogs that are not from the same breed and usually have unknown ancestry. But there is another category you might not have heard of, hybrid dogs. According to the American Canine Hybrid Club, a hybrid dog is the intentional offspring of two purebred dogs from different breeds. Usually hybrids are the offspring of a purebred poodle and something else, and the offspring can have fantastical names like Golden Doodle, Maltipoo, or a Saint Bernard Doodle. Some breeders are taking it one step further, crossbreeding hybrid dogs to create second, third, and fourth generation hybrids. Are mutts healthier than purebreds? If you ask any mutt parent if they think mutt dogs are healthier than purebreds, they will usually say yes, because there is more diversity in a mutt's gene pool. But if you ask a conscientious breeder the same question, however, they will tell you that because of genetic testing, inherited disease testing, and temperament testing, a purebred is healthier. As far as I can tell, there are no studies that back up either claim. So everything I have to share on this topic is based on 16 years of clinical practical experience. Generally speaking, I think mixed breed dogs tend to be healthier and tougher and tend to live longer than many of the purebreds I see in practice. Mutts, in my experience, tend to have lower incidences of inherited disease, such as some cancers, back problems, and hip dysplasia. Why do some purebred dogs have health problems? When you purchase or adopt a purebred dog, you are getting a dog that has less genetic diversity than a mixed breed dog. This is not necessarily a bad thing if the breeder has done her due diligence in making sure to sell puppies that are free of genetic diseases. In a perfect world, every purebred puppy bought on this planet would be well socialized and cared for before being adopted and certified to be free of any genetic diseases. The reality, however, is that disease testing and proper socialization take time and money, and purebred puppies that are sold responsibly cost a lot more than puppies sold from a backyard breeder or a pet store that is selling puppies sourced from an unethical puppy mill. I have seen many heartbreaking situations where people bring in their purebred puppies for the first health checkup only to find out that the puppy has one or more genetic diseases that weren't detected or even tested for by the breeder or pet store. Why more popular purebreds are more at risk. Not all purebreds, dogs, have the same trouble with inherited disease. In general, the more popular a breed is, the more likely it is to have problems due to inbreeding or unethical breeding for profit purposes. Labrador Retrievers and Golden Retrievers are very popular family pets and are more likely to be afflicted in inherited disease conditions, like skin allergies, ear infections, and hip dysplasia. Pugs, bulldogs, and other short-nosed breeds are also very popular, but unless they are carefully bred, can develop all sorts of inherited problems, such as heart disease, dental disease, skin problems, and breathing problems. I'm not saying that a mixed breed dog won't have any of these problems, but when you increase genetic diversity through breeding different breeds together, then there is a better chance of winning the genetic lottery and having the lower incidence of genetic disease. Avoiding health issues with purebred dogs. You can avoid purchasing a purebred or hybrid puppy with genetic diseases by only buying from reputable breeders who test for genetic diseases that are common in the puppies they are breeding. You will pay more for puppies that have been certified to be disease-free, but the old adage holds true here. You get what you pay for. If you have a mixed breed dog and you want to know the genetic ancestry and any potential genetic diseases that he or she may be predisposed towards, the good news is that science is on your side. There are testing kits that allow you to easily swab your dog's cheek at home, and you send in the sample to get all the genetic information you need on your dog. Embark, breed identification and health detection dog DNA test. Wisdom, panel 3.0 breed identification dog DNA test kit. And DNA My Dog breed identification test kit are some of the genetic testing kits available for you to test your dog at home. Knowledge is power, and knowing your dog's genetic ancestry and markers for disease allows you to make lifestyle changes early so you can hopefully prevent disease. Next from Rover.com, can dogs have autism? This is written by Deanna DeBarra. As autism has become more widely diagnosed, there have been more resources dedicated to research and education, and as a result, we're getting a better understanding about this common condition and learning how to better support people on the spectrum. But is it just humans on the autistic spectrum, or can dogs have autism too? As we're getting a better understanding of autism, researchers are starting to explore whether autism is a strictly human diagnosis or if the diagnosis is just as relevant to dogs. What is autism? Before we jump into whether dogs can have autism, let's take a moment to define what autism is. According to WebMD, an autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, is categorized by two main criteria: social communication challenges, and restricted repetitive behaviors. Many people with autism also have sensory issues that make them sensitive to different sensory stimuli, like lights, sound, or touch. In order to be diagnosed, a child must have persistent symptoms within these categories that interfere with their daily life. As the name suggests, autism exists on a spectrum. People with the disorder can have varying symptoms at varying degrees of severity, but autism is extremely common. According to the Center for Disease Control, 1 in 59 children in the U.S. are on the autism spectrum. Can dogs then have autism? Because autism spectrum disorders are so common in humans, it only makes sense to wonder whether dogs can have autism too. Researchers have been exploring the possibility of autism in dogs since the mid-1960s. And while there have been promising studies in dog autism symptoms, like a 2011 study which found significant similarities between repetitive tail chasing behavior in bull terriers and autism spectrum disorders in humans, there hasn't been any conclusive or definitive evidence that autism exists in dogs. However, there is substantial evidence that dogs can exhibit behaviors and have chronic conditions similar to autism in humans. So, if you notice behaviors that make you think, is my dog autistic? It's worth exploring ways to manage their condition. What are dog autism symptoms? While there's no official diagnosis for dog autism, there are certain behaviors that may point to an autism-like condition. Dog autism symptoms may include repetitive behaviors like tail chasing or walking in circles, distress at breaking normal routines, challenges adapting to new situations, and unusual sensory responses like extreme sensitivity to light or petting, and social anxiety and/or fear or aggression when interacting with other dogs or humans. How dog autism is diagnosed. If you notice your pet exhibiting symptoms, it's important to schedule a visit with your veterinarian. While there's currently no dog autism test or definitive way to diagnose autism in dogs, your vet can give you insights into what may be going on with your pet, and more importantly, help you find ways to manage their symptoms and keep them happy and healthy. Give your vet a rundown of your dog's daily routine, challenges, and any symptoms or worrisome behaviors you may have noticed. Once your vet has a clear picture of the different symptoms your dog is struggling with, they can help you come up with an action plan to better manage their symptoms and make sure your dog is as calm, happy, and stress-free as possible. So, for example, if your dog has issues with repetitive behaviors, your vet can help you come up with strategies to redirect their behavior, like engaging in a game or taking them for a walk. If your dog struggles with fear of people or other dogs, you might want to avoid the dog park or take them on walks in less populated areas. While there's no cure for dog autism symptoms, you can set up their environment in a way that minimizes any potential triggers, which will not only help your dog manage the way they interact with the world, but will also keep your dog's stress levels as low as possible. Dog autism might be a challenge, but it's a challenge you and your dog can overcome. There's still research being done to determine how exactly autism in dogs can be diagnosed. The research landscape, however, looks promising. One upcoming study, Canines, Kids, and Autism, Decoding Obsessive Behaviors in Canines and Autism in Children, is being pegged as a potential game changer in the diagnosis of dog autism. Until we have more information about dog autism, dealing with the symptoms can be a challenge for both you and your pet. But with the right support, training, and behavior intervention, it's a challenge you can overcome together. Next, a newly released film is getting some attention, and the Humane Society of the United States is weighing in. On January 10th, 2019, they posted this on Kitty Block's blog, A Human World, A Humane World. And Kitty Block is the acting president and CEO of the Humane Society International. And she writes, A Dog's Way Home celebrates bond between veterans and dogs, addresses problems with breed-specific bans. From Rin Tin Tin to Lassie and Benji, the movies have long celebrated and reaffirmed the strength of the human-animal bond and the joy that companion animals bring to our lives. In this cherished tradition, a new movie that hits theaters tonight honors an even more special relationship, the bond between dogs and veterans, and the related ideals of selfless service and loyalty. The movie A Dog's Way Home also takes on a timely concern that we grapple with in our work for companion animals, the downfalls of breed-specific legislation. A Dog's Way Home from Sony Pictures is the first feel-good movie of the year, and it tells the story of Bella, an adorable rescue dog, Lucas, the young man who adopts her, and his mother, Terry, a veteran. Lucas works at a Veterans Affairs hospital. Terry receives services there, and Bella begins to frequent the facility as well, providing comfort and companionship to the veterans. Unfortunately, Lucas and Bella are separated because the city of Denver, where the movie is based, has a breed-specific law that bans pit bull-type dogs. Bella is transported to another state for her own protection, but the devoted dog doesn't understand and braves 400 miles to find her way back to Lucas. This is a storyline that has compelled human interest for centuries. The anecdote of a devoted companion animal who faces adversity and travels long distances to reunite with their loving humans. But it was not the only reason I found myself so moved by A Dog's Way Home. I was also struck by the film's relevance to many of our most pressing animal welfare concerns on the Humane Society of the United States. Shelby, the dog who plays Bella, was found in a landfill in Tennessee and brought to a dog shelter there where the filmmakers discovered her. It is estimated that 2 million of the 6 to 8 million animals in shelters and rescues each year are euthanized. Like Shelby, most of these pets are homeless through no fault of their own. Through the Shelter Pet Project, a collaboration between HSUS, the Ad Council, and Maddie's Fund, we strive to make shelters and rescue groups the first place potential adopters turn when looking to get a new pet, helping to ensure that all healthy and treatable pets find loving homes. We've leveraged tens of millions of dollars worth of free radio, television, print, and online, and outdoor advertising in support of shelter and rescue adoptions through this partnership, helping to further drive down the percentage of healthy and adoptable animals euthanized in the United States. Recognizing the transformative value of the bond between dogs and veterans, the HSUS has also joined forces with the Department of Veterans Affairs to create Operation Hero Animal Bond, a partnership to improve the lives of veterans and shelter animals through adoption. The program supports veterans in practical ways by covering adoption fees and providing essentials for new pet parents, such as preventatives, pet food, a leash and collar, toys, and more. The program is operating in several locations, and we hope to expand it nationwide. Above all, this collaboration celebrates the special bonds of devotion and service that unite veterans and companion animals, especially dogs. Finally, the villain in A Dog's Way Home is Denver's pit bull ban. Authorities threaten Lucas with impounding Bella and possibly euthanizing her if she is found outside their home. Wrong as this may sound, the fact is that many American localities have breed-specific bans. But scientists, animal professionals, and experts agree there is no evidence that one breed of dog is more dangerous than another. As we see in the movie, breed bans and restrictions, which often target pit bull and pit bull-type dogs, can be devastating for dogs and their owners. Such bans force dogs out of their homes and into shelters, taking up kennel space and resources that could be used for animals who are truly homeless and in need. As John Thompson, Executive Director and CEO of National Animal Care and Control Association, says, such bans also create an undue burden on pet owners who have otherwise demonstrated proper pet care and responsibility, and on professional men and women in animal control who are placed in the difficult position of having to determine a breed of dog, despite the fact that there is no breed standard for pit bulls. Not only do the HSUS and Humane Society International have long-standing anti-breed specific policies, but so do so many other major entities, including the American Veterinary Medical Association and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. We hope that the release of a dog's way home will generate a bigger discussion about ending such bans, even as the movie reminds us why we so cherish the animals who share our homes and our hearts. And here is some news. WebMD News. Microchip helps reunite family with dog who was missing for 8 years. Jasper, a 12-year-old dog, went missing 8 years ago and was finally reunited with his family in Ouachita Parish, Louisiana. Hope I pronounced that correctly. After the Houston SPCA scanned his microchip and contacted the owners. A couple days ago, when we get a phone call from the Houston SPCA, we were like, wait, what? You have our dog Jasper who went missing 8 years ago? Like, this cannot be real. Tiffany Hendry, Jasper's owner, tells Click 2 Houston. Sources believe a family found Jasper in Louisiana and decided to keep him. Then the family moved to Houston. Julie Quenstel, Vice President of Communications for the Houston SPCA, tells the outlet that the family surrendered Jasper to the shelter after they could no longer care for him. Jasper came to us over the weekend in very good condition. We checked the microchip, like we always do through our admissions process, and the family's information came up through the microchip. We contacted them immediately. They were shocked that their sweet puppy was still alive, and really surprising is that it was in Houston of all places. Jasper is now living with his original owners in West Monroe on 50 acres of land. And a man gets caught attempting to smuggle kittens into Singapore in his pants. Border Patrol officers and checkpoint authorities are no strangers to witnessing bizarre attempts to smuggle all kinds of contraband across the borders. However, the Immigration and Checkpoint Authority in Singapore recently came across something they had never seen before. According to the post on their Facebook page, ICA officers were inspecting a vehicle when they heard meows. They were surprised to find the meowing seemed to be coming from a 45-year-old Singaporean male passenger in his pants. You cannot make this stuff up, people. And that'll do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening. Please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.